While Al cleans up his little mess, let me tell you about next week's show.
My little mess?
I think we both learned an important lesson today. Never slam the casement window shut until your co-worker's completely removed his head. Anyway, when you work like a man, it's also important to learn to play like a man. Because after all work and no play makes you just like Al. Well, this weekend there'll be plenty of men playing at the Detroit area Scottish Highland Games. And we've invited a gentleman down here at Tool Time to tell us all about it. Please welcome Mr. Agnes McLeod. Welcome to the show, Agnes.
That's Angus, not Agnes.
The skirt threw me off a little bit.
Actually, Tim, lots of very masculine men wear skirts.
I bet they all find you very attractive, Al.
I should point out, Timmy, it's not a skirt. It's a Scottish kilt.
See there, it's a kilt, not a skirt.
And this weekend, Tim and I will be participating in the Highland Games to promote Project Literacy.
And what a time we'll have. There'll be jumping, drumming, sheepdog demonstrations and the cable toss.
The cable toss?
Aye. It's part of the Scottish track and field. You grab a big log, you hold it like this, you get a running start and throw it end of it in so it lands in a straight line.
Another fine sport from the people that brought you golf.
It takes a lot of skill and strength to toss a caber.
All right, Agnes, I'm sure it does. You just take a stick and toss it.
I bet our viewers would love to see you toss one.
Al, let's not get crazy.
Come on, lovey. Yeah!
Okay. Accept the challenge. Why not? Working with Al, I feel like I've been carrying dead wood for years. See you next time on Tool Time, laddies.
Terminator left, but they did have these two blank ones and this one.
Mom, this one has a puppy and a rainbow on it.
It was either that or a ballerina and a pussycat.
Why don't you just pin a note on my back that says, kick me and take my lunch money? I can't take this to school.
Yes, you can. You can be creative. You can draw a tank here at the end of the rainbow and, like, some fighter planes dropping bombs on a little puppy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dad.
Well, I got them. Hardest tickets in the city to get. Front row seats.
You got tickets to Madame Butterfly?
I tried, honey, but they were all sold out. Got the next best thing. Sunday. Truckenstein versus Sportzilla at the Silverdome. The biggest monster truck rally in Detroit history. Sunday.
What will I wear?
I didn't get you a ticket, honey.
House to myself on Sunday.
Evidently, your mom doesn't appreciate the finer things in life. Hot exhaust noises, mud in our faces, fumes that
They put a new Hemi on Truckenstein.
They sure did. God, they got a 426 Hemi in that thing, don't they? Those big 671 blowers on there? A Jimmy. Sitting on top two big Holley 750 double pumpers. Oh, yeah, you got it. Just like the car we're putting on the hot rod.
Yeah, when are we going to fit the exhaust?
Just start it now if you want.
Cool. Do I get to use the blowtorch?
Yeah, right. And then we'll wait outside for the fire department to show up.
Well, it's not like they haven't been here before. I'll get it! I bet it's his girlfriend.
Oh, Jennifer!
Hello. Well, hello, Mrs. Blackburn.
Whoa, Brad's principal.
Really? Brad told you that we were in France?
Busted!
In France? Come here.
Oh, I am so sorry. Yes, yes, we will take care of it. Yeah, bye.
France?
Whoa, Mom can't even talk. It must be bad.
Come on, get out. You guys get out. No, come on. It's not for you. Go on.
Man, we never get to see the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
You want to tell your dad what you did?
It wasn't that big a deal. I just had a little fun in the lunch line.
A little fun. He took a dissected frog from biology class, placed it on a lettuce leaf, and hid it under a Jell-O square.
I was just trying to gross out some kids, but Mrs. Blackburn cut in line.
And she ate it?
Just part of it.
Oh, man. Oh. Why'd you do that?
Walker dared me. He bet I wouldn't have the guts to do it. He lost big.
Yeah, he lost big, and you won. Tim, what do we have for our winner here?
Well, Jill, our little frog lover will come jumping home right after school because he's grounded for the whole weekend.
Aw, man.
And that means no monster truck rally.
Dad!
It's Sunday, huh? Sit there. We're going to talk about this.
Talk about what, Tim?
Garage, come on.
Thanks for making me look bad.
What?
Your mother and I need to talk. That means my pal, the greatest dad on earth, wants me to go to the truck rally, but Ilsa, the wicked she-mother, doesn't. You do this to me all the time.
Oh, come on, Ilsa. Brad has been really looking forward to this. Fordzilla is coming out of retirement.
Oh. So it's a sentimental thing.
Exactly.
Tim, come on. Our son took a dissected frog and placed it on a lettuce leaf. It's not funny. This is serious. The principal ate it.
Well, it's a step up from those fish sticks. Come on. It's a prank. He pulled a prank. Is it? You did this kind of stuff.
I most certainly did not.
Who was it that put the rice pudding in Helen Weiss's training bra?
They never proved that was me.
You get my point. We pull pranks. This is a prank. How tough can we be on him?
Okay, look, here's the deal. He goes to the truck rally.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to apologize to Mrs. Blackburn, and he's still grounded for the rest of the weekend.
Very good. Very good. And I'll tell him he's treading on thin ice with me anyway, and that it's very inappropriate behavior to put dissected frog parts on lettuce. Unless you have tartar sauce.
Or a lemon wedge.
Perfect.
Brad, what are you doing? You're supposed to be upstairs studying.
Mom, this is Officer Gary.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Taylor. Will you come in?
Ma'am.
I'm Tim Taylor, Brad's father. What's the problem?
Sir, your son was with some older boys throwing bricks at a greenhouse. They got away, but he was the only one we could catch.
Was there anybody hurt?
Oh, no. The place has been abandoned for quite some time, so I really don't think anyone will be pressing any charges.
Are you going to confess Brad going to jail?
Upstairs.
It's bedtime now.
Well, he's all yours. Listen, I don't want to see you causing any more trouble. You understand? Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Plant your butt on that stuff and don't even think about moving. You're grounded. You're so grounded.
Who are these other kids you're with that obviously run faster than you?
Well, Brad, come on, answer him. Sit up.
Just some friends.
All right, now, are these the same friends that dared you to put the frog in the salad?
It was Jell-O.
Don't get smart.
First you sneak out while you are grounded. Now you're breaking windows. What is going on?
I wasn't trying to break them.
Would you miss science class or something? You throw a brick at a window, you expect it to stick?
greenhouse.
Oh, you're throwing it over. Well, that's great.
You are beyond grounded. No TV, no seeing your friends, no talking on the phone.
And no monster truck rally.
That's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair? I stick up for you so you can go. What do you end up doing? Coming home with a cop.
I'm going to the truck rally.
You're going to bed.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, I can tell you what to do. That's my job. Now go on upstairs. You can forget about those Fordzilla tickets. I'm giving them to somebody else.
Can I bring Billy?
Oh, shut up!
Oh, baby, you look great.
Now, you wouldn't be just teasing a gal, would you?
No, I'm serious. This is real sexy.
It is?
Yeah. You got the legs for it. Just wish it was shorter. The kilt.
Well, I've got to thank you.
What for?
Because now you're the evil son and I'm the good son.
No, you're the dorky son.
Okay. Let's just say this ball accidentally shot out of my hands and broke Wilson's window. Who do you think they'll believe did it? The evil son.
They would not.
Well, hey, I'm not the one with the criminal record. Who got brought home by a woman cop. Hey, what's wrong, Brad? Can't you run faster than a girl?
Hey, cut it out. Hey, cut it, stop it. Brad, get up. You got work to do. Come on.
Hey, Mom, where's Dad?
Real funny, wise guy. You feel like doing some work? You out here bothering him? Why don't you get some trash bags? Help us out.
Oh, actually, I think I'll just go redo my homework.
Doing a real good job, son. Hey, pretty cool, huh? If I had patent leather shoes on, I could look up my own skirt. Tell you what, when I get home from the games, we'll go put the exhaustives on the hot rod. How about that?
I don't want to work on the stinking hot rod. You lied to me. You said I could go to the truck rally.
Does sneaking out and breaking windows ring a bell to you?
And she just goes...
What'd you just say to me?
Nothing.
You just got two more days, pal.
Fine, pal.
You get smart like that, I'll give you another week. Ouch. Heidi, ho, plaid neighbor. Sorry about that, Wilson.
I see you're ready for the old caber toss.
Ah. Got a minute?
Aye, wee laddy.
You see, Brad and I aren't getting along too well. He just all of a sudden rocketed into puberty somewhere. He's hanging out with these older guys, causing trouble. He got brought home in a squad car the other night.
I believe I heard that on my police scanner.
Wilson, he's like the oldest kid. He's a gearhead like me, just loves his stuff, you know, and... And he messed up, and I got to ground him the week of the monster truck rally. It's his big trucks out of the Silver Dome. And
oh, yes, Fordzilla is coming out of retirement. But I don't think he's any match for Truckenstein.
Wilson. It's just not fair.
Well, Fordzilla's had his day in the sun.
No. Up Brad. Just gets old enough to start having fun with. And all we do is fight.
Sounds like he's caught in the classic tribal industrial dilemma.
Oh, yeah, that's what it probably is, yeah.
He's trying to cross the threshold into manhood, but he doesn't know how. You see, Tim, in tribal societies, as soon as boys show the first signs of becoming men, they're immediately initiated into adulthood.
How?
Well, some of the more popular rituals include scarring, pulling of teeth, ritual circumcision.
Brad doesn't even like getting his hair cut.
But unfortunately, in our industrial society, we don't have these rituals. We prolong adolescence beyond the biological indications of manhood, confusing the child as well as the parent.
Wow. I thought he was just being a jerk. What should I do?
I can't tell you that, Tim. Nowadays, each father has to find his own unique way to initiate his son.
And?
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be honest, Wilson, you kind of disappointed me.
Oh?
Yeah, you usually give me advice or point me in the right direction, or at least find some way to lift to my spirits.
I am so sorry, neighbor. Tim, place your hands on the fence.
Like this?
Kumbaya, good neighbor Tim. Kumbaya, good neighbor Tim. Kumbaya.
Wilson. Do you know Michael rowed the boat ashore?
Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Things like cherry. It's all tweaked out. It's in perfect shape.
Well, I put a lot of work into her, Tim. You know, I chrome-plated the valve covers.
You did?
And plasma-coated the block and intake manifold.
I didn't know you were that interested in cars.
Well, Tim, you never asked.
Well, I'm impressed. Not a lot of guys who take the time and the money to tweak out an 84 Mercury Marquis wagon.
My mother thought it was a nice, safe car.
And roomy. It'll come in handy if you ever get married. Get a date.
Well, they should wear underwear with these things.
You're supposed to, Tim.
Now, that would explain the itching then, wouldn't it? Morning, fellas.
Welcome, laddies.
Hey, bud.
I see you got here early.
Yep. Nothing like getting up the crack of dawn, smell of wet sheep, and rocking out to that music. Ow!
We got here so Tim could practice and not embarrass himself.
Now you worry too much. What could possibly... Ooh, whoa. That's a caber?
Aye. 18 foot long. Samusar is taking a practice toss. Why don't you take one yourself, Timmy?
Great. Can't wait.
Maybe you should start with a smaller caber.
What? We've got the shorter ones the ladies use.
I think I can handle a full-size one.
All right.
Oh,
you got it?
Oi, 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 bear it now.
Pretty good, too. You
Watch out!
I think I got it.
Brad, I know we've had a rough couple of days, but I'm pretty sure I know what's going on. Your hormones are rushing through this industrial strength tribal thing.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Son, I'm trying to say is if you need to talk to somebody, I'm here to listen, all right? You're important to me that you...
You all right, Dad?
Oh, pinch my finger, that stupid old vice.
What are you trying to do?
I'm getting the tailpipe set up for the exhaust system. Oh.
I could do it.
No, this is man stuff. You gotta do all the torching and flame and... Why don't you give it a shot?
You really mean it?
Yeah. Do I have to put that helmet on?
I know.
Tighten it back here. All right, I turn your acetylene on the same...
I know. I've seen you a million times.
Okay. Just relax, just relax. Just scratch it across here, boy. Ouch. Easy, easy. I scored a pipe, or I want you to cut it. All right? Now, don't go too slow. You'll burn a hole right through it. If you go too fast, you won't get an even cut. Open up your stance a little bit. Get down there and start cutting. There you go. Good. I'm impressed.
Thanks, Dad. It was really neat.
Really neat? Better than that, man. You moved into a new phase of your life.
I have?
Yeah. You just cut metal with fire. We gotta celebrate.
Celebrate?
Yeah. Come
on, Dad, please.
Wait a minute. We can't forget the ritual anointing of the man-child. Holy oil. Holy... 10W40, all weather.
Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, come on, it's part of the ritual. Oh, yeah. You're getting off easy. You should hear what Wilson wanted me to do to you. You're a man-child now. But you're still real slow for a little kid. What, did I have a girl? I thought you were a little guy. Come on. A little slow boy like that. Oh, maybe it was a girl in disguise and I just didn't even tell it. Oh. Good step today. Your first step towards manhood. That's it. Now, finish cleaning the basement.
We're back. It was great.
Yeah. Fordzilla set a new world record.
So, I cut metal with a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Dad, you should have seen it. He ate 19 cars.
Full-size cars?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dad, we got this cool hat for you.
Where's my hat?
Awesome. Mom has it.
Have fun?
Huh?
If you'd like to see it, you're right up front.
Huh?
You're trying to say those trucks are pretty loud, huh?
Not now, I'm all dirty.